Welcome
oh,
to
hi.
The world famous
shit show.
The shit show. We're here, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Speaking of hi, Spencer.
Yes.
What's the, and this is, we're just strictly speaking cannabis this evening.
Mm-hmm. Not crack cocaine.
Not crack cocaine.
No experience.
Or PCP.
Yeah. Angel
what
dust.
What is the highest you've ever climbed?
Well, God.
And what was your method of getting of
the vessel I
yeah.
used? When I first moved to Los Angeles, a friend of mine gave me an edible gummy bear. Mm-hmm. It was big.
Your fingers are like 2 inches.
Yeah, right? It was like that big, and I you know, coming from Alabama, we didn't have much experience with edibles.
Gummy
bears. We just had the good old flower.
Right. It's so, not like you had like cannabis infused
I just thought
grits.
I just ate it. Yeah, right. That needs to be marketed. That's how you get marijuana passed in Alabama. But I didn't have
I went to a gas station. They were like, do you want grits with that? Everywhere you go down there, they ask you if you want grits.
Yeah, if you get gasoline, they give you a sign.
Everywhere
of grits.
I went.
Yeah.
Would you like some grits?
Yeah.
Go on, Spence.
Sorry.
My friend gave me this gummy bear. That's how big it was.
Yeah.
And I just ate the whole thing.
Well, it's a gummy bear.
I was like, oh, this is a piece of candy. Piece of candy. This is a piece of candy.
I'm with you here.
I'm going to eat the piece of candy. I ate the whole bear, and I didn't realize you're only supposed to be eat parts of the bear.
Well, they should
like some weird Aztec Mayan ritual.
They should be brought up on charges. Whoever gave it to you should be brought up on charges. Who gives you a piece of candy and says, hey, here's a gummy bear? Every other time in your life you've ever seen a gummy bear, you just eat it.
Oh, Johnny's here.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. You don't have to parcel it out. It's a gummy bear.
Yeah.
You just
Well, she was very inexperienced too. And
So you ate too much gummy bear.
Yeah, Johnny, welcome. I'm
Hi,
telling
Johnny.
A story about a time I ate an entire edible gummy bear. And I got so goddamn high. I was laying in bed and it crept up. You know, edibles kind of creep up on you. And I remember laying in bed and I was like, oh, I should go to the kitchen and get something to eat. And I tried and I couldn't lift my head off the bed. I couldn't move. I was paralyzed.
All right. So
That just happened to me right now.
Yeah.
All right. Preface the topic. Hang on, Johnny. Let me preface the topic and introduce our guest here. Our guest tonight, this is our first visual guest that we've had. Johnny DeCunto, former co-host of The Shit Show and co-host of the Off the Rail 5 podcast.
Fuck yeah.
Off the Rail podcast.
Yeah, it's Off the Rail 5.
No, on
Instagram.
I'm sorry.
Everywhere else, it's off the
No,
rails.
I just thought it was hilarious that when I did their show, they just kept saying the world's greatest shit show. Which, I mean,
it's a world famous shit show.
It is, yeah. And not surprisingly,
it's not great.
I had to buy that domain this week.
Not surprisingly, have gotten very little to no additional traffic since my appearance on the show. That's neither here nor there. Welcome, Johnny, a great friend of ours and a great friend of the show. Now, the reason we're talking about edibles tonight is the other night I was on the phone with Spencer and I said, hey, a little while back, he baked me or baked and brought me a little batch of some brownies. Like a little Tupperware thing.
Like New Year's Eve. Right?
There were like 4 brownies in there. Do you remember when you made those brownies?
It was early January.
Okay. It's now coming up on middle March. I just finished them. Like I was eating like 9 sized pieces of the brownie. And it's a good, you know, like it helps you go to sleep.
It was no longer the cannabis that was getting you high. It was the mold that had grown right, on the brownies.
This one throat went away too. Yeah. Right?
So, Johnny.
Yeah.
What's the highest you've ever gotten on some weed, on some edibles, really?
Some edibles.
Not necessarily edibles, but just like on cannabis, you know, whether edibles or not.
I'm going to be honest with you, dude. I had a pretty high moment just before I came onto the shit show. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. A freshie.
Right away. So I was texting you to jump on and everything, and I'm going to jump on. I'm like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. I lost my phone for 10 minutes. Had no idea where I put the thing. Okay. I'm searching at the bed. I'm looking at the desks. I hit every single spot. I'm looking at the bathroom, in the fridge. I didn't know where the goddamn thing was.
And? Right in your hand.
I found it. You're here.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
so I set it up.
I was on it. I'm texting you. I can't find my phone.
I can't find it. I don't know where my phone is.
Dude, I can't do this right now. I can't find it.
I'm using my iPhone app on my phone, trying to find my phone.
It was, and then my nose came in.
Where was it?
What?
Where was it?
Where was it?
It was on this stand right here.
He's looking into it.
Right in front of me.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
I said, okay, cool. This is going to be good. I went up, I took a piss, and then I didn't know where it went.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, man.
So how about you?
Anxiety I just went through. Jesus.
I got to hear this because Sue goes back a little bit, right? Sue is smoking. So the weed that Sue started out with was like,
the best.
Yeah, that was weed that left over from Woodstock.
No.
Like, it was like, that was like the old, like outdoor grown weed, right?
Yeah. When did it come inside? I don't know.
My favorite line of Sue's regarding that is somebody asked her what strain, I think Dawson asked her what strain of weed she likes. And she's like, 1994.
Like, it's a vineyard.
You
can get me weed from like the late 80s, early 90s.
I like a Georgia 86.
Yeah. It was all
I'm sorry, we just have the 87. No. I really like the 86.
A rainy year. It was too wet.
So what's the highest you've ever got? Like give us the story of go on the details.
I'll do an edible story because I never ever really did that. And then one time a friend of mine from college was visiting me after college and she brought down the brownie and I didn't know portion control. Like I had no idea ever like how to do that. So I ate the brownie.
Yeah.
And then
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think she would have mentioned.
Like, no one ever mentions
no
that.
No one ever does that. So no, I spent the rest of the night.
It's always your first edible, too.
Right. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, because then you would never do it again. Yeah. But yeah. I spent the entire night getting talked out of taking myself to the hospital because what I felt were my inner organs, and I was identifying, like, oh my God, my liver, like, oh, now I can feel my kidney. And I was going through like all my inner organs, like how they felt. Like I was really like in them.
Oh,
and
just like the paranoia.
That's so funny.
Had to talk me out of calling 911 because I was like so stressed that there was something seriously wrong with every single organ that I was identifying with. And this was hours long. So that wasn't a really good time.
I like that marijuana is legal for all intents and purposes, not like on a federal level, but like in enough places, it's been decriminalized where it's whatever. And you can, you know, you're not going to get jail time necessarily, but putting it in brownies should get you 30 to life. Because it's fucking diabolical. Of all the goddamn foods, to not put more weed in. What do you want to eat when you're
just
fucking
eat,
high?
Just
what do you want to eat?
Just
when you're
eat a
high?
Bite of this brownie. Don't eat the whole thing. Is it good? Oh, it's delicious. But well, just eat a bite.
Well, and you're getting hot. You're feeling the effects of eating this brownie that just puts you in a mood to want to eat all of the brownies in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you should have to serve fucking jail time.
They're getting craftier
now. Now, like at the shops and everything, they're making them fruit snacks and everything, and oh, they're delicious. There's
everything. The gummies are fantastic.
Wait till the cordial.
I can't stand the paranoia. When I get super super high, I have the same type of paranoia that takes over my body, and it's that my friends aren't my friends.
Yeah.
They were hired by my parents because I'm mentally handicapped.
So it's like,
and
the trolls.
They're like takers. Yeah. I once got so high.
I
thought that the girl I was dating, that like she was like a nurse hired by my mom. But we started hooking up. I'm like, that's not ethical. Can't start hooking up with a girl supposed to be taken care of.
So you're saying when you're high, you're living on Shutter Island.
Yeah, it was. Okay. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Well, I recently ate something I didn't know. Again, it was a piece of chocolate from the refrigerator because Josh has a stash.
Yeah.
And then an hour.
It took her 38 minutes to open the package. That wasn't a fucking hint, right?
So I just went to get some M&Ms in here. And it was weed candy. So shut up.
And I immediately put it down. I'm like, that's not right.
And I saw that I was living in Sim Earth.
She had to open a padlock and to get
that
the candy.
There's all these other people. No, sir. So I had to call Josh to come home from work because I kind of did what Spencer did. I'm like, oh my God, we're in Sim Earth and we're being simulated to like fight with each other. And people are like programming us from another planet. Like, that's what I was. I like went crazy thinking that.
So I did
good edibles, man. Fuck.
But when I get this text and I'm at work, I do what any kind, compassionate companion would do. I text back, "Who is this?"
Oh no,
no, you didn't, dude. Oh,
she's halfway down the rabbit hole. And I
was freaking out.
And then I didn't come home for 3 weeks.
I really got her good.
It's a smart move.
All right, so I have a few stories because I can't really quite gauge what the top of my mountain has been. I will say that in college I made some brownies, and I a few months later I kept them in the freezer. Apparently you can freeze the things and they will last forever. Had one in the freezer. Myself and my roommate Colleen, we had the house to ourselves, and we're like, hey, let's split this brownie. So we microwave it up, and we each eat half. Again, the danger of being able to make it into brownies. So we each eat half a brownie. It seems like a sensible portion of brownie. Now, I had made them. I didn't measure anything out. I just took, like, boom. I left the weed in there too. It wasn't like these fancy kids these days, like, oh, well, just two tablespoons of this concentrated oil. And then this was like, I'm just going to take like a few handfuls of weed. I'm going to put in a blender, and that's going right into the brownie mix.
Oh,
no. Right. So we're eating brownies and like picking stems and shit out of it. So like an hour and a half later, I feel somebody kicking my foot. I wake up and Colleen is passed out on the living room floor next to me.
It's a police detective. You're in a lot of trouble.
And my roommate and our friend Vinny had come home from like lunch or so. This is like the middle of the day.
Oh, geez.
Yay, college.
Jesus.
And the living room couch was standing up on end.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. What?
We got so fucking high. We were like, hey, this would be the ideal time to rearrange the living room. Mind you, the living room was very tiny and there really wasn't a whole lot of options in terms of where things could go.
Yeah.
We found one place just standing up vertically. That's one story. Now,
was that the only thing moved? Was the couch?
My recollection is that's all. That's as far as we got. Now, when I lived in Boston, this is when I decided I'm an old man when it comes to marijuana. I was working at Unregular Radio, and I had just kind of started there, and they were very 420 friendly. And this guy, Tomor, who was like, he was like the seasoned DJ of Unregular Radio. He did like the morning show and all that shit. I was a guest on some show at some point in the day, like later on, evening. And after the show, he's like, hey, come in the back office. I'm like, this is either going to be the greatest time of my life or the worst time of my life.
Yeah. It's always a back office, too.
So he's like, hey, you want to get high? I'm like, sure, it's a freebie. Why not, right? So I go in the back office, and he takes out a blowtorch and a bong and
tortures you for 3 days.
I didn't come home for 3 weeks. So he scrapes, he's like, here, heat the bowl up with this blowtorch. And he's scraping this shit with like a paper clip or something. And he's
what
like,
are
all
you
right,
thinking this whole time, bro.
So I'm like, all right, it's like hash or something, right? So, okay, I'll just be a little bit higher than usual. So the bowl of the bong is now like fucking red hot. And he's like, Ryan, get ready to take a hit, right? So he just touches it on the bowl and right, like the genie comes out and he's like, go ahead, take a hit. So I take a hit and he's like, all right, now really don't cough. And I'm like, well, now all I want to do is cough.
Yeah.
Don't come.
Oh, God. Why you say that every time? So I exhale and I'm like, okay. I don't feel any. Oh my God. So I had never heard of dabs before. Now I guess it's like
a little dab will do you.
I don't know if it's like chemically I still don't know what the fuck it is. All I know is I couldn't find my way home from the radio station. I was in like downtown Crossing, which is like central kind of Boston, and I lived in Cambridge. Yeah. All I had to do,
red line.
All I had to do was walk, so the thing with downtown Crossing is the orange line.
Oh yeah, they all
and
cross.
The red line both are technically at downtown Crossing, except where the radio station is, you can go down into the orange line. You got to walk this tunnel. like 3/4 of a mile long tunnel over. Oh. Line.
Fuck, dude. You went on an adventure, man.
So I go down into the T through the orange line, and I'm like, is it orange or is it red? And I can't tell the colors apart. And I know I can. I know my colors. I did very well in kindergarten.
But they're close, right?
They're very close. Yeah. So finally, I'm like looking around. I'm paranoid as shit because they got the Metro cops in the subway. And then I see this long tunnel and I'm like, oh, fuck. So maybe 40 minutes later, I make it to the other, to the red line part of the tunnel. And then, you know, when you're really high and like
in public,
you
too.
And you just kind of like at some point, and it doesn't last long, you just get that moment of clarity. So I'm standing on the platform of the red line and I had been standing there. I remember like looking at the clock going like, okay, it's like 6:30, right? The next train will be along shortly. And I just like snapped into reality and I must have watched like 6 or 7 trains just come and go. And I was just standing there terrified on the platform of the T.
Oh man!
Oh my God! If I get on, what happens if I never get on?
Oh no!
Stay away from dabs. Whatever. What happened to dabs just growing weed in your closet?
Yeah,
too much. God damn!
The weed pins were hard to get used to when those first came out. When the new Star Wars movie, when they started The Force Awakens came out, my buddy. and I went to like we went to go see it, and we were there. I don't know why we were like an hour and a half early, but we got out of his car. He hands me his pen. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just take a little hit. And
nope,
it
bad idea.
As soon as I got out of the car, it was like, woo!
I can't.
I couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't function. I couldn't. We had to go to the little kiosk to get our tickets.
Yeah.
He had to walk me through that. Like I was like, oh my God. I'm an elderly person, like trying to like order something. Get in, and it's like, by the way, this is like noon on a Wednesday. There's no one there.
The matinee show.
It is
like people are bringing like their toddlers.
There's
to go see
no
Star
one
Wars.
There. We go in. There's one guy there. He like walks over to where you hand the tickets, and like I'm just like I'm dreading this. I'm like, oh God, don't fuck this up, man. Hand the ticket, and I do. And like as soon as I get done, he tears it and like made it through. And then we go to the theater, and it's closed because we're an hour and a half fucking early for the new Star Wars movie.
Why did he let you in?
And so we just wait outside. So I'm walking around this empty theater complex, and I'm stoned. And there's cameras above me, and I'm thinking, they know I'm high. They know, man. And my buddy's like, he's got kids. So this is like his one day of the week to get out of the house. Like, and now he's got to fucking babysit me. He's like, here, man, we went upstairs. We went upstairs in this complex so he could just like sit me down.
Spencer's pulling on his arm. Go to the bathroom.
And he's like, let's just talk. I'm like, yeah, great idea. And I kept saying like, yeah, and. Over and over again. And he was like, maybe let's just not talk. Let's just sit down. I think finally they open up the theater and like, we'll go get popcorn. So we go get popcorn and I still can't function. There's a lady at the counter. I'm like, dude, I can't do this. I can't. Give me a cherry Coke and a medium popcorn.
make it two popcorns.
We're standing in front of the lady at the counter as I whisper to my friend. I could have just told her. I go, hey, give me a cherry Coke and a popcorn. And he tells her, can I get a cherry Coke and a popcorn? I was like, thank you.
I don't want to talk to strangers right now.
I just want to
transactions are the worst, man.
Oh, it's awful. Like I just hand the card. I'm like, I don't care if you give it back. I just want to get in the dark theater so I can just like be alone and just like in the dark. And it finally opens up and like. Now tickets these days are like you buy them beforehand.
You get a seat.
You
right?
pick your seat out, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah. So, yep. Like I said, it's an afternoon screening. We're like the first two in there. Maybe like, oh, maybe no one else will show up. But no, it's fucking Star Wars. So everyone else picks their seat right where we are. So now I'm surrounded. Yeah. I'm whispering, but I'm not really whispering to my buddy. Anyway, I don't even remember that whole movie. I don't remember half the movie.
Saw the movie.
The movie was just like lights and blurs. And I'm just like, I can't do it. It was like a sensory overload. And I don't remember what half the movie was about.
Yeah. See, the problem with getting high and going to see a movie is that
you have to see it again.
Well, yeah. My friend Evan and I, my friend Evan's really into like blunts, or was like, you know, when I lived back on Long Island, Evan would always just like have a blunt ready to go. Right. So one day we decide we're going to go see, this is when the producers came out with Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick.
Oh, nice.
And Will and all that shit, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're like, we're going to see it. We love Mel Brooks. We're going to see it in the theater. So, of course, a nice quick ride over to the theater, a couple minutes sitting in the parking lot, and then we go in. And we're sitting in there, and it wasn't a crowded theater, but it was like a normal kind of evening show, not packed. And you guys have seen Cape Fear, right? When Robert De Niro's laughing,
yeah, Yeah.
And what's Nick Nolte's just like,
What's going on with this? Come on.
It's not that funny. This guy's a fucking psychopath. We were laughing like that. Like the scene where they go to the choreographer's house and the dude with like the bangs and shit opens the door and he's like, yes. And he holds it for like 3 minutes straight. We were fucking laughing. And people around us were like, I mean, yeah, it is funny. It's
like, is there an inside joke?
Yeah, it was a solid joke, but come on.
Is this a callback?
But it would be like we'd kind of like settle down, we'd get our composure, we'd try to convince ourselves that it's not that funny, and then we just think about it, and the guy was still going, and we just burst out laughing again. Oh man, fickle.
Do you guys want to play a game?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Johnny,
you want to play a game?
So the name of the game is, can you match the signature burger with the restaurant?
All right, perfect.
This is a great game to play while you're high.
Johnny, look at Johnny right now.
He's like,
yeah, no, he's ready.
We've got to do it.
This is
what we trained for.
Okay, here we go.
There we go. Yep.
There's only a minute 30.
Okay. Right. So you got a double.
Yeah, loosen up, that's Johnny.
In and out. click it.
Shake Stack.
Oh, it's gonna be
Shake Stack.
Shake Shack. Yeah. Okay.
Whopper.
It's Burger King.
Burger King.
Yum Burger.
Oh, is that
what are the options? I can't see.
Oh, McDonald's, Culver's, Jolly Bee. Wendy's, Sonic,
probably Jolly Julie.
Say it one more time.
The Yum Burger, McDonald's.
Come on, Culver's, I'm running out of time.
Jolly Bee.
I'm gonna say Jolly Bee.
Okay, the Baconator.
That's Wendy's.
The Big Mac.
McDonald's.
The Butter Burger.
I have no fucking idea.
Sonic, Culver's, Jack in the Box, or Carl's Jr.
Culver's.
No. Okay.
Supersonic.
Sonic.
Jumbo Jack.
Jack in the Box.
And Thick Burger.
Your mother's ass.
I got kicked out.
Oh.
Oh, bye, Spence.
I know.
Can you guys still hear me?
Oh. Now there's a...
Yeah, I got you. Right. Yep. Oh.
There we go. Right.
So, can do a quiz... All right, that was good. That was fantastic.
Well, like that. Yeah.
That was good. Dude, so what do you think of our capabilities here, huh? Hot shot?
Hey, it's pretty savage, bro. Look at that.
Got bricks.
Yeah.
Speaking of NASA, I am working on getting a member of the Jet Propulsion Lab on our show.
That's a lie. He doesn't know people. That's
no, we do.
Really? You motherfucker! Yes, I do. I actually know several.
What is his title? What is he?
He is an employee at the Jet Propulsion Lab.
Oh, fuck.
The JPL. Fucking NASA.
He does all the GPS for...
He is Waze for Mars.
He is GPS.
He puts the G in GPS. His name's actually...
Nice.
Declan.
What?
That's a great name. It sounds like a Bruce Willis character.
That's the kind of shit they put him on last time. Nice.
Who should we get? We'll put Declan on it.
Okay.
He's a loose cannon, boss. Remember what he did last time?
So, Johnny, what is your least favorite Bruce Willis movie?
Oh, man. My least favorite Bruce Willis movie.
This is a tricky one because there are thousands to choose from, and I've learned that I'm learning every day that there are more and more that I've never heard of, and they keep getting worse and worse.
Really?
Yeah. Well, kind of like a deal recently to do 4 movies, and they're all pretty much he shows up. They tell him his line. He says the line. They tell him his line.
Yeah, and then he's out.
scenes. He films all of his scenes in one day.
It's so bad. He's so bad.
Like 10 minutes gone.
He's not good.
John McClane is gone. And I think John McClane's dead. And what's left of his charred remains is just like acting school first day student. The worst.
Really, it's pretty bad.
Do yourself a favor. Oh, right now you're in the perfect state to enjoy this movie. On Prime Video. You have Prime Video?
Yeah.
Of course you have Prime. How else would you have gotten Streganona? Ready? So,
yep. Streganona, man.
Look up on Prime Video. You got to watch the movie 10 Minutes Gone.
10 Minutes Gone. Sounds real familiar.
It's got Mike Chiklis.
It's Michael Chiklis and Bruce Willis. Two world-class action. Well, not necessarily action, but just the greatest bald actors.
Yeah.
Like, of all time, right? Okay. The greatest white bald actors of all time. And I don't know. You tell us. I mean, we'll have you on again for a recap of what you
think. All right, I'll check it out. I'll watch it right now.
We've done at least two full episodes on how horrible this movie is.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. Man. I'm going to watch it right now.
There's going to be more than 10 minutes gone out of your life after
watching. How long is it?
An hour 20?
Yeah, it's a pretty quick
watch. You could skip through it and you wouldn't miss anything. you could just hit fast forward and then play at whatever moment you want.
And you'll
be fine.
Fuck. Yo, I'm going to go watch this right now.
Yeah. It's not, and I don't want to give too much credit to Bruce Willis for ruining the movie. Michael Chiklis is just as bad.
Plays a heavy hand. Yeah.
It's
really like, Chiklis is good too, man.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll just go show you. They make shitty decisions too. There's an actor in it. His name is Texas Battle. That's his name.
That's right. A dude's name?
Not his character name.
No, the
like
actor.
That's his name. Like that's that's what he writes on, like, you know.
Yeah.
Shit.
And the character Jake.
Maybe that's what he writes in, like, birthday cards and everything. Maybe that's his name, man.
After reading the script,
well,
he might have been like,
"Well, yeah,
I'm not putting my name."
The character's name is Jake. Like, they simplified it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, he changed his name to Rhode Island Quarrel. After the movie,
it used to be Texas Hold'em.
I'm gonna go watch this game. I'm gonna go watch this thing right now.
I have three words for you.
10 minutes
secondary
gone.
Getaway vehicle.
Watch when that comes. All
right. I'm stoked. I'm gonna text you when. No. I'll save it. I won't tell you. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Save it.
Okay.
Save it. Jot down some notes so you don't forget.
Dude, I got a notepad right here, ready to go.
Bye. Nice.
I'll see you guys later.
Johnny, have a good one.
Off
the Rails podcast. I was busting his balls about the Off the Rail 5. They couldn't secure Off the Rails or even Off the Rails podcast as an Instagram handle. So they had to settle with Off the Rail 5 for the Instagram.
It's like an S. Yeah.
But check out that show. I had so much fun on that show, and they have invited us to kind of join on their show. It's Johnny and Nick Montecalvo, and it's just two Italians who end up just talking about food every time.
That's what most Italians
kind of like. It's kind of like us, but it's just two guys, both Italian, and instead of Bruce Willis, they're talking about food.
Right. I could get into that for sure.
Oh my God. This has been a fantastic episode.
Been
I said we go out on a fucking high note for once,
high
right?
Note.
A high note.
Yeah. We talked about pot. That's if you get that weed.
Thank you for watching and or listening. And World Famous Shit Show on Instagram, WF Shit Show on Twitter, more on Instagram than Twitter. Put that back up. Put it back up. Right there. Thank you. Like, smash that like button and subscribe. And we'll see you on the live streams, and we will advertise or promote when they're going to be coming out, so you can join us on the live ones and comment and chat with us while we're doing the show. Until next time, I'm Josh Rosenberg. That's
Spencer Cantrell.
And that...
Sumerlino.
You could do it a little better than that.
Sumerlino.
And that is Sumerlino. And this has been the world famous shit show. We did it! We did it! We did it! We did it!